Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 37 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 37 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 38 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 40 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 40 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 42 degrees.
KEHTX LATLC.
ADLC, KEHZTX.
KEHZTX, can you hear me? KEHZTX, this is an ADLC, can you hear me? KEHZTX, ADLC.
KEHZTX, yeah, you came through us way over my view, so.
Yeah, so are you.
Well, that might be the problem. Too much power.
And you're real scratchy. Hang around. I was only at 10. Hang on a second. Is this anybody?
No, it's just all breaking up.
obviously isn't going to work.
You need to turn your mic gain down. You're way too loud. You're over-deviating and cutting the repeater out. Keep it up there.
Okay, then. Let me try that. KEHZTX, any better?
Yeah, that's much better. KBSLBR.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate the help.
No problem, man. You were full scale on both receivers, so you should have no problem as long as you keep your audio down. KBSLBR.
NACLC out.
Good morning, 1000 hours, mostly cloudy, 48 degrees.
Testing, testing, N8FLK, testing the frequency. I raised the repeater. This is November 8th, Fox Lima Kilo. Happy to be back on the Saginaw Fenton Lansing repeater. Can anyone confirm my signal? N8FLK asking for a signal check. This is N8FLK in Lansing asking for a signal check. N8FLK on frequency. And Lansing, this is November 8th, Foxley, McKilo, doing a signal check to see if I can get through to Saginaw and Fenton.
N8FLK, this is KE8MQZ, you are loud and clear in Bay City.
I really appreciate that. I've been fighting with this radio for some time, and I really like this repeater you have. It's pretty cool. I can transmit in Lansing and be heard in Bay City, but I couldn't get it to work after I put in the code plug and found out that it had the repeater offset wrong. So that was it. Thank you for confirming that I'm getting through. Have a wonderful day there in Bay City. This is N8FLK.
Yep, you are full quieting with crystal clear audio, sounding great on the Guilford machine. Have a great day. This is KE8MQZ.
Thanks to KE8MUZ. This is N8FLK listening.
CQ, CQ, CQ. This is Whiskey Sierra 8 Echo Oscar Charlie calling CQ, CQ for any station, anywhere.
Calling station, you have AD8CJ here. Name is Chance, and I'm in Lapeer.
This is Whiskey Sierra 8 Echo Oscar Charlie, Charlie Lapeer. I had the volume down. I'm just checking on this radio. Okay, this is Whiskey Sierra 8 Echo Oscar Charlie.
And the volume down. All right, this is Alpha Delta 8 Charlie Juliet. My name is Chance, and I'm in Lapeer as well.
Hi, Chance. My name is John. I'm in the Emergency Operations Center here in Diamonddale, and we're running an exercise. And we turned on this little 2-meter radio here to see what was going on, and it works. By golly, that's wonderful. This is Whiskey Sierra 8, Echo Oscar Charlie, and I'll be clear now that I know it works.
Not a problem, sir. Happy to help. Alpha Delta 8, Charlie Juliet, clear.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly sunny. 51 degrees.
NABLC, this is KEA-ZPX.
KEA-ZPX,
NABLC. There you are. I think maybe he wasn't available.
No, I just had to get to my radio is all.
Ah, that's right. You're moving a little slow today.
Well, are you heading south?
I'm sitting in the parking lot at the moment. I just filled up the thing, you know that.
Yes, I do. Well, am I coming through okay?
Loud and clear. Absolutely fine.
Well, perfect. That's good to hear. I should be all set then.
Yeah, I got your wound spray. We'll see if it does any good or not. I think all this stuff is basically Flex Seal for less money.
Really? Well, Casey told us, you know, we can put that on. I don't know if we still need to wrap the trunk in gauze or not, but, I mean, as long as it's cleared up, I don't think we need to wrap it with anything.
No, this is for pruning and that. It should seal it right up. So, if it's going to live, you know, this will close it off anyway.
Well, I'm not too sure about the one tree, but the other one, the rabbits didn't get to it quite as badly. So hopefully we can save that one. But, I mean, we'll do them both. And, you know, if they both live, then hallelujah.
Yeah, well, I'll do any of them anywhere they chewed on them, and we'll see what happens. If not, we'll be digging that one up.
Yeah, I know. I don't relish that. But Casey told us that, told me anyway, that he can turn me out to a couple places that have real good trees. So if that's the case, we will call him up.
Yeah, you know how much I love digging holes, but if we have to, we have to. The woman here told me the same thing happened to her, except for it was the deer that did it, and says they didn't eat the trees that had apples on. They ate the little ones I just planted.
Oh, well, they're tender morsels.
That's what I told her. I said, you probably planted sour apples, and you got nice tender little shoots on the new trees, so what did you expect?
You know, whenever you release the PTT, I get a big scratchy noise. I don't know what that's all about.
Yeah, I'm getting the same thing.
Well, we'll figure it out, but as long as you can hear me clearly when I'm talking, that's what I'm concerned about.
No, you're doing fine there. We'll see what happens when I get down within a quarter mile or something.
Are you moving yet?
Yeah, I'm coming up on Flippincott.
All right, so you're not too far out. Yeah, just keep talking and let me know when you can't hear me anymore. I guess that's just bizarre. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it unless it's like they're talking about. It's just, you know, a power problem being too close.
Yeah, I'm going to have you look at something when you get home here on the radio and help me figure it out.
Come back with that. I bumped the dial on the thing.
I said I'm going to have you look at something on the radio when you get home and help me figure it out. I'm still at 8 watts and I'm doing okay, aren't I?
Oh, yeah, you're doing fine.
Hang on, I'm going to go down to 5 and see what happens.
Yeah, you should be fine there, too. You hit it with the HD at, you know, less than 5, so I don't see where you're going to have a problem with that.
Yeah, but for some reason you couldn't hear me.
Yeah, but that was when I was only 100 or 150 feet away.
Well, I'm down to 5 now, and I'd like to just keep it there if I can, but motor on and let me know if you can still hear me when you get close to the house.
No, you sound fine. Good and clear. No problem whatsoever.
Okay, and that's with a different radio, too.
Yeah, but this isn't something new. This has been this way ever since we started using two of them at the same place.
Yeah, I know, but I sure would like to figure that out. I hate to have you go down the road to listen later.
Well, I can sit and listen. I just can't participate.
Correct. Well, we'll figure it out. Fix it. Do whatever.
Well, I'm coming up on the corner now, so we'll see what happens.
Okay, well, if you can still hear me, we should be in business, and then we'll try it with your HT and see what happens.
Doesn't work very well. As soon as I made the corner, you start breaking up.
Well, that's just weird.
Well, we're like 30 feet apart now.
AB8OLE. And I will be clear.
AB8OLE.
OOE, go ahead.
When you're working a repeater and you're that close, you're doing a split, so the radio. They're really sensitive, these radios, and there's no way to filter like that close proximity. So when the other person's transmitting on the input frequency and you're trying to listen to the repeater, which is far away, the close by station washes out your what you're hearing, because it's only 600 away. And if you're that close, I mean, we generally just switch to simplex, and then you can hear each other right next to each other, up to the point of even having microphone loop feedback.
Yeah, and I understand, but what we're trying to accomplish is when we're on a net, he can't be out in the garage and I can't be in the house, and we both participate on the net on separate radios. So, because obviously he can't hear me, or usually I can hear him, but he can't hear me. So that's what we were trying to figure out, what he needs to do. And it looks like he's going to have to go down the road.
you can listen. You can have two radios there and have the second one listening on the input frequency and just throttle it back some, because it'll wash the other one right off. Apparently one of the two radios you guys have is a little bit more selective, but that's an awful lot to ask. With certain power levels, it really washes out the front end bad when you're trying to hear the repeater. See, if you've got a lot of power running next to the other one within, say 50 or 100 feet away or something, it just blows out the front end on the receive.
Yeah, I turned my power down to 5 watts. I don't know what he has his set on, though. Might be something to look at.
Outside of having a second radio there listening on the input frequency, that's about the only thing you can do. And then you have to be still separated from each other enough so it doesn't work that way. There's really no good way of getting that type of separation without duplexer cavities or something similar.
Okay, then. Well, thanks for the tip. And what was your call sign again? I've got the last part, OOE.
That's an old novice call, Kilo Bravo, KB. as a prefix. KD8OE.
Gotcha. Well, thank you very much for that, and thanks for listening to our goofy conversation while we drove home.
I was actually in the other room watching SpaceX pod detached from the ISS. It's heading home. It'll splash down around 6 p.m. I've been trying to follow this one closely, but I've had to go around, get a bunch of legal paperwork taken care of, and pay taxes and bills and everything else. I had a heart attack here a couple of months, about two and a half months ago, and I'm just finally getting fuzzy side up and shoe side down, so doing a lot of time in front of the TV set and doing a lot of online studying.
Well, I'm certainly sorry to hear about your heart attack, but yeah, the SpaceX thing is really quite remarkable, if you ask me. I'm kind of following it myself. But yeah, tax season, boy, that'll give you a heart attack sometimes, won't it? But hopefully you're on the upswing, and looking forward to spring and getting better.
Yeah, the weather is getting better. The trees are all budded out. I would think the sap is kind of probably going bitter right now. I'm looking at maple trees, and I see the buds are popping out there. The bees are going crazy. Anything above about 50 Fahrenheit. All right, let's guys get back in. I just figured I'd give you a quick rundown. It's not probably not exact science that I'm blurbing out here, but it'll give you an idea. You know, it's just a lot of power for the front end of a radio. To it just desensitizes it for the frequency you're looking at. And when you get in radio and you start doing it, it's new. That's one of the things. You know, most people, if they're within 5 miles of each other, usually they've switched to simplex by then, and then you don't get that washed out repeater thing, that last little bit coming up the drive or half mile away. Depends how loose the receive is, and I mean it gets more complicated, but that save that for another time. I'll take 7-3 and let you guys have that at KD8OE.
KD8OE, thank you very much. And this is N8DLC, and I am clear.
Yes, KD8ZTX, I'll be clear.
K8DPL monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Mostly sunny. 53 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Partly sunny. 58 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 60 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 60 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. partly sunny. 61 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 61 degrees.
WAFFR. You're coming in a little on the quiet side, but you're coming in.
Is that any better? I'm chewing the bottom of the microphone. KB8OOE.
KB8OOE, WAFFR, that sounds a lot better. There's a static, but that's on my end from where my receiver is placed.
Thanks for the signal report. I just put the new antenna on Snapwood Bus. We've got an 8-foot tall railroad trestle here up in Baxter, and she went under at about 35 miles an hour and snapped it off. So the new one showed up today, and we got her set up. Thanks, Subtree, KB8OOE.
You're most certainly welcome. This is WAFFR. I am clear. 7-2.
HCLL monitoring.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 62 degrees. VHF hub disconnected. Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 61 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly sunny. 58 degrees.
Good evening, and welcome to the Lapeer County Net. This net meets every Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. on the W8LAP repeater. This repeater is owned and operated by Lapeer County Amateur Radio Association, and the repeater trustee is Mike Nichols, W8YRC. My name is Vicki, N8VLC, and I will be your net control operator this evening. If you would, when checking in, please give me your call sign slowly, along with your name and location. At this time, if there are any mobile or portable stations wishing to check in, please call now. Nothing heard. Any stations with announcements for the net, please call now. Nothing heard. Okay, I will now take general check-ins. Those wishing to join our net this evening, please call now.
This is KB8TAR, Kevin.
This is WHYRC, Mike.
KC8VHA, Dick.
Okay, so far I've got KB8TAR, Kevin, W8YRC, Mike, and Dick was KC8. And can I have the remainder of your call sign, please?
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Hotel Alpha.
I almost had it right. Thanks, Dick. Any other check-ins?
Alpha Echo 8, India Oscar, Rob in Mayfield Township.
Okay, Rob, I've got you AE8IO. Sounds like old McDonald to me, but any more check-ins? Okay, let's get this mess started. Let's start with Kevin, KB8TAR, and stand by Mike. KB8TAR, NABLC.
NABLC, KB8TAR, good evening, Vicki and everyone. And thank you for taking the net, Vicki. And not a whole lot going on here. I just did some work on the cars over the weekend and was out burning some scrap wood I needed to get rid of tonight. And that's about it. Just I noticed the small bushes out here on the property have tiny little green buds on them, so it's not too far away from getting some leaf action anyway. So back to net, KB8TAR.
Yeah, Kevin, we were also doing some spring cleanup and some pruning, and of course we've got a big pile of brush out there, and that's when the shredder decided not to work, so I was ordering shredder parts this morning. So, yeah, it's status quo. So, all right, Mike, W8YRC, N8DLC. Stand by, Dick.
Yeah, real good, Vicki. Thank you for taking the net, like Kevin said there. Well, whatever I've been up to over the weekend, my son Jason and my other son Scott, we went to Toledo, Ohio, a swap. And I won the 9 o'clock door prize, and which makes a short story here, but anyway, to select from. It wasn't much to select from for the door prizes, but it was a $50 gift certificate type thing, or that's $50 off anything from ARRL. So Scott bought me a $40 packet radio, which I got one, but I got a $300 radio on it, and I thought, well, a $40 radio is a lot better to use on packets. So it was a Yaesu, what the heck was it, 15M? Anyway, yeah, something like that, I can't remember. Anyway, it was real solid. It's a one-band VHF, about it. So anyway, I won the door prize. We just swapped. I says, okay, I take the radio, you take the piece of paper, you buy more things from that anyway. So a couple of weeks ago, I finally, now a truck owner, I got a truck to pull my RV with anytime I want, so I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing or making, praying that my Yukon will make it to destination. So we're all set there now. Now it's fine time and all that to go camping. Other than that, I'll turn it back to you on WYFC.
A new truck, new radios, can life get any better? Yeah, that sounds wonderful. I'm looking forward to Hamvention. We've never been, and making plans around that date. We were just talking about it again this morning. So thanks, Mike. Dick, KC8, DHA, and ADLC. Stand by, Rob.
Good evening, everybody. I'm doing the same kind of things here, picking up sticks, and had a bunch of leaves pile up in front of the porch steps when that wind hit, and had to get those cleaned out, and all that kind of work for spring, get things ready to go, cut some bushes and stuff like that, too. So everything else is going great, so back to you, Vicki, KC8DHA.
Yeah, it sounds like spring cleanup is on everybody's checklist so far.
Not one of my favorite jobs, that's for sure, but it sure does look nice, and I'm glad I get it done when I get it done. So, nice weather so far, but it's going to tank here next week, I believe. It's going to be highs in the 40s, so looking forward to that. Rob, AE8IO, and 8BLC.
N8VLC and the net, this is AE8IO. It has been kind of nice. Of course, we do get spoiled a little bit real quick when the weather turns, but old man winter's still in the neighborhood. But that's all right. You know, a little extra snow will just help things grow. We've been really busy at work lately. Unfortunately, I'm not going to make it to tomorrow night's meeting. And I don't know. Other than that, just been a nose to the grindstone and relaxing in the evenings. So, back to you, Vicki. This is AE8IO.
Well, we did manage to get away last Friday, National Potato Chip Day. Had to celebrate that. It was just so nice, and it was supposed to be rainy all weekend. And I said, look, I can clean house over the weekend when it's raining. So we took off over towards Fort Huron and did a little circle tour up all the way along the edge, visiting the different lighthouses and light stations, and that was a blast. And met some very interesting people along the way, and we had a wonderful time. We don't get to do that very often, but I've been checking out lighthouses because I want to do the Spring Lights event. So that's been on my list of things to do next month, as a matter of fact. So. Well, at this time, are there any more new check-ins? Well, nothing heard, so I guess, Kevin, you're up next, KB8TAR and 8BLC.
NABLC, KB8TAR. I thought of two things to announce here over the break. thanks to Rob there, tomorrow is the March Aries meeting. 7 p.m. at 911, as usual, and as usual, everybody is welcome. It varies on who participates, but the statewide tornado exercise is tomorrow at 1 p.m., if I remember correctly. I think it's at 1 p.m., so if you hear the sirens going off, that's what it is. It's just a planned statewide tornado event or exercise, whatever you want to call it. And let me break one second. On a radio note, I did rework slightly my little radio station I got in the trailer, swapped out power supplies, and replaced the coax with a more suitable hunk of it. But I did get that complete, so that's ready to go again. But other than that, I'll just say 7-3 to everybody. And again, Vicki, thanks for taking the net. NABLC, KB8TAR.
I want to thank you too, Kevin, for helping me out on my Virgin flight here and getting over my nerves a little bit. But I'm enjoying it, and I will be happy to fill in anytime you need a stand-in. So thanks again. Mike,
W8YRC, N8DLC. Yeah, look, Vicki, I was going to clarify that new truck. It's a 2017, but new to me. But looks like new inside and all that. Got a couple touch-ups on the outside, but I like it. It's a GMC Sierra Elevation. It must be radio-related if it's an Elevation. So, anyway, it's a tonneau cover on the back. Tires that'll probably climb a wall. It's got very aggressive tires with dual exhaust. I'm thinking, wow, I feel like I'm back a few years ago. So, anyway, nothing exciting going on. I did have a good time down there, and I had a safe trip back and all that. Did pick up some wood I cut last fall. I got a few more trees to cut, so here near future, chainsaw got to get fired up again. This is 673, and hopefully, I guess we'll have to send out some emails and remind everybody about the net. 73, WAYRC.
Thanks, Mike. That's great. Yeah, if we can get some more participation on the net, that would be kind of nice too, wouldn't it? Okay, Dick, KC8BHA, this is N8DLC.
Oh, just 73 to everybody. Interesting to hear what everybody's working on and getting a new vehicle and everything. It's kind of interesting. New to him anyway. It's always good to do that. So 73, back to net control, KC8BHA.
Thanks, Dick. Have a nice evening. And I will turn it back over to Rob, AE8IO, and 8BLC.
I'll just wish everyone a 73 and a good evening. I'll be off to bed and waking up early. So, good night, all. 73 again, and this is AE8IO.
Well, good night, Rob. Pleasant dreams, and hopefully we'll hear you next week. Well, at this time, do we have any other rechecks or any further check-ins? Well, nothing heard, so I am going to conclude this issue of the Lapeer County Net. Thanks, everyone, for joining me, and I wish you all a good evening, and I will now return the repeater to normal amateur use, 73N8DLC.
Good job, 73, WAYRC.
Well, thank you for that, 73.
Good evening, 21 hours. Partly cloudy, 57 degrees. VHF hub. Connected to Lapeer VHF.
Lansing and listening. This is N8FLK listening here in Lansing on a beautiful night.
Good evening, 22 hours. Partly cloudy, 55 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Partly cloudy, 59 degrees.